show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2013, start of a brand new week. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of holdover from last week. The corporate media is still out there pounding the Boston bombing as hard as they can, and everybody's pointing fingers. It's the right-wingers, it's the Saudis, it's the space aliens, it's Bigfoot, it's all the rest of this stuff, and it's kind of crumbling. This whole propaganda operation right before their eyes. Before we get into that, of course, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. In our third hour today, Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth will be our on-air guest, talking about the latest developments in determining exactly what did happen back on 9/11, and we'll be catching up with him as well. Now, getting into the story, obviously, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the Boston bombing, but I do want to point out where the official story is starting to fall apart. We just had an online poll at my website. Do you trust the official story of the Boston bombing? And 98% of the respondents said no, they do not. The remaining yes respondents, I presume, are all the various intelligence operatives that are monitoring my site on behalf of various governments here. A lot of things have come up over the weekend. The Boston bomber posted a final farewell message to the Russian equivalent of Facebook, in which he said, "I didn't do it. They set me up." And I think that's becoming the consensus opinion for anybody not hopelessly enslaved to the corporate media here. Now, interestingly, we had this weird situation with Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the younger suspect, who is supposedly in the hospital with a very serious throat wound that prevents him from talking. And earlier they were saying, well, it's going to really hamper our ability to ask him questions. Well, he's a star student. We presume he can write and use a computer, and now they're claiming to be getting information out of him. But again, this whole idea of a throat wound is kind of strange for two reasons. First of all, Russia Today published a photo of Dzhokhar climbing out of the boat under his own power, and there are no indications of a throat wound, no blood down the front of his shirt, which would definitely be happening. And according to the Los Angeles Times, the attendants in the ambulance that took Dzhokhar over to this Beth Israel, whatever it is, hospital where these Israeli doctors are taking care of him, according to those ambulance attendants, he was swearing at them. So this idea that he was injured in a way that prevented him from talking in the boat is already starting to fall apart on that one. Now, let's see. The aunt, she's been on TV a couple of times saying these kids would not do it. They're being set up. She has now positively identified the naked man in the videotape as Tamerlan, the older brother, the martial artist, the golden gloves, the guy who was going to try out for the U.S. Olympic team. And remember, when we saw the video and you look at the face, could be him, may not be him, blurry tape, but looking at that muscular physique and comparing it to the photos on his martial arts photo album, it does look like him. And the aunt is saying, yes, that absolutely is him. So the question is, they had him arrested. They had him stripped naked. He was perfectly healthy when they put him into the patrol car. And then all of a sudden he turns up dead. And the official story is that he was shot and then run over by his younger brother. And it appears that that may be just part of this whole demonization campaign, because yesterday a woman called into a Boston area talk show, corporate media show, said she was right there where it all went down. She was staying with her boyfriend and said that what she saw was the suspect was run over by a police SUV, then he was shot. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this eyewitness to the arrest of the older brother who called into a radio talk show in Massachusetts last night. She was spending the night with her boyfriend, couldn't go home, fortunately for her, because everything was locked down. Stay in your home, citizens. And so she was out there, and the report she called into this talk radio show is... The naked suspect, which the aunt is now saying that was Tamerlan, was run over by a police SUV and then shot multiple times. And she goes on to say this guy was not holding any pipe bombs. He was not wearing any kind of a suicide vest. And then, of course, we have that situation with the younger brother who was photographed. This was run on Russia Today. Photographed climbing out of the boat under his own power, obviously not critically wounded. No sign of a throat injury or blood coming down from throat injury onto the front of his clothing. And then it was followed up by the second image of him being on the ground, being tended by the FBI and all the rest of that. And the implication is he was shot after he surrendered and somehow survived, and it was too obvious for them to try and go back and shoot him a second time. Now, you probably are as familiar as I am with the sheer flood of photos and videos that they put out about these two brothers. New York Post, of course, put out a photo of the completely wrong suspects. Just, it was not the corporate media's best week last week in reporting this story. But you know the one I can't find? The FBI keeps insisting they have a video showing one of the brothers actually planting the bomb. I haven't seen that video. I can't seem to find it. I did a web search for it, and I see this video being talked about in the corporate media, and they're all talking about, yes, we have a video that this guy did it. I'd kind of like to see that video, check for any kind of fraud and chicanery. And I'm not the only one who's checking photos and videos for fraud and chicanery. Everybody is suspicious on this. Now, another little thing to keep in mind. Originally, the FBI went through this dog and pony story. We have no idea who these two are, and they put out all the pictures all over the media. Make sure that these are the bad guys. These are the suspects. And they just kept hammering us with those photos over and over and over again. And the FBI initially denied any contact prior to the Boston bombings with the Tsarnaev brothers. It has since come out the FBI was in regular contact with them. 2 years ago, a foreign government had asked the FBI to investigate Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and they found nothing, nothing at all, nothing derogatory. And apparently it's now come out that before they went public with this dog and pony show of the photographs, the FBI called Tamerlan on the phone and said, we'd like to talk to you about what you were doing there at the finish line. So the FBI knew who these guys were before they did that whole dog and pony show of the photos for public consumption and asked for the help of the American people. So the situation is it's obvious they're lying. Another one that was used to demonize the brothers. Oh, they held up a 7-Eleven. They held up a for 2 days. They were going on saying these two brothers had held up a 7-Eleven. Now they're backing off and admitting it was a completely unrelated crime. Kind of makes you wonder where that photo of the younger brother, supposedly from the 7-Eleven security camera, came from. And did you notice how badly tromped on it was? Somebody went and contoured it and edge detected it and tried to make it look like it was a poor quality security camera, hiding something up there. But now they're saying, no, these guys did not rob the 7-Eleven. How convenient to demonize them to let the story float for 2 days. Now, it has since come, oh, and by the way, the fact that the 7-Eleven was robbed proves that that military crackdown martial law thing obviously didn't work. The criminals still were comfortable going out robbing that 7-Eleven store. It has now come out that these bombing suspects, we have been told they had bombs and guns and they were getting gunpowder and all the rest of that stuff. Turns out they didn't have gun permits. They don't have any prior experience with firearms. And yet we're told they got into a running gun battle with the police. At the very least, it proves gun registration isn't going to work. At the very worst, it proves somebody else was on the other side of that gun battle with the police. And it's kind of interesting because in looking at this story, this unidentified driver of the hijacked vehicle, remember, that whole story just feels like somebody's trying to plant information in the public eye. These two guys hijack this car. They tell him right up front, we're the Boston Bombers and we just killed a police officer. And then they drive up to a gas station convenience store, and both these guys go into the convenience store together, which of course is the golden opportunity for this hijacked driver to skedaddle and run to the police and say, oh my goodness, I just saw the Boston Bombers. They hijacked me. They admitted they killed the police officer on the grounds of MIT. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons to sell you. So what I think happened is a third party, part of this whole false flag terror attack, shot that police officer dead at MIT in his car. He was not out of his car. Somebody just walked up to his car and pumped a bunch of bullets into him. And then they go out and they hijack this car and they say, we're the Boston Bombers. We killed the cop. And then they just literally walk away and let him escape. And by the way, the driver of the hijacked car has not been publicly identified, which means nobody from the corporate media or the independent media can walk up to him with a picture of the actual brothers and say, are these really the guys who hijacked you? which would be an obvious question at this point. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Ed in Los Angeles, aloha. Ed, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Ed in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell me that pressure cooker bomb, I thought pressure cookers need, like, electricity. Is that like 9-11, the terrorists took down the planes with knife cutters? I mean, save me.
Yeah, well, the idea of a pressure cooker bomb is you don't need electricity because you're filling it with explosives. The idea of using a pressure cooker is that it initially contains the explosive while it combusts. When it finally lets go and ruptures, it flies to shrapnel. Basically, the pressure cooker serves the same purpose as the bomb casing. And
you
it's
need
the fragment.
Electricity.
No, you don't need electricity if you've got a bomb inside. If you've got, batteries and a timer and a detonator feeding into a bunch of black powder, you don't need electricity other than the battery that's inside.
Why don't you just use any kind of container then?
Well, you can pipe bomb anything that is strong enough to contain the blast and then rupture into fragments makes an ideal bomb casing. Pipe bombs, obviously, pressure cooker bombs. And by the way, the pressure cooker bomb was something that was actually invented by the CIA and developed with the Afghanis during the Soviet situation there as an improvised explosive device. But any metal container that is sturdy and able to initially contain the explosion in order to build the pressure and the shock wave and then turn into fragments can make a good improvised explosive device.
They carried it on their back.
That's what we're being told.
Yeah,
but,
they can carry it on their back when it's smoking hot.
It's not hot until it detonates, but it is heavy. We're talking about a pressure cooker that is filled to the top with gunpowder, ball bearings, nails, batteries, detonators. You're probably looking at about 30 pounds. And frankly, that pressure cooker that they identified as the one that was being used looks a little large to fit into those backpacks. So it's another reason to suspect the story.
That's like box cutters, right?
Yeah, it's plausible fiction that does not stand up to close scrutiny. Okay?
I got to let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Bye-bye. Now, we're looking at these other stories. Over in Great Britain, the European press is already starting to hem and haw over the situation. The Independent in Great Britain had a story out there that basically said Tamlyn Tsarnaev was nothing out of the ordinary. He was a friendly giant. They're talking about his whole background. It is so inconsistent with the idea of somebody who's just going to bomb the Boston Marathon. The guy was a star pupil. He'd won scholarships. So was his younger brother. He had a cute girlfriend. He was a rising martial arts star. And you know, in the United States of America, that's a path to film stardom. Was getting ready for the Golden Gloves, was trying out for the U.S. Olympic team. Does that really sound like somebody who is going to all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, blow up the Boston Marathon? He's a patsy. And now we're finding out that he's been in contact with the FBI off and on over the last 3 to 5 years, according to his mother. Sounds to me like maybe he'd been recruited as an informant. And we know that informants for FBI, CIA, whatever, are very often sacrificed as patsies. Lee Oswald being one. All right, we're going to take another phone call. George in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is on your mind?
The FBI knows about this guy for 2 years, and they haven't done anything.
Yes, that's right. The FBI investigated him fully for terror connections 2 years ago. They found absolutely nothing. Nothing derogatory was in his file. Okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And there are more and more questions coming up about this whole Boston bombing situation. A lot of it centers on the fact that there was a bomb squad drill taking place during the marathon. One of the people who has been interviewed on TV says it's the only foot race he ever went to where they had a bomb squad standing by, and it turned out to be the only race he ever went to where there was an actual bombing. Now, what's really kind of interesting, there were loudspeakers saying it's only a drill, it's only a drill, it's only a drill, and the Boston Globe newspaper tweeted ahead of time there would be a controlled demonstration explosion near the library. Now, afterwards, it was spun to say, oh, they meant the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, and that seemed to be a good story, until you go into Google Earth and you look at the street where the bombings took place, and right across the street from the location of one of the bombs is the Boston Public Library. And if you go back to the original Boston Globe tweet, it doesn't say anything about the JFK Presidential Library. It simply says the library. The Boston Globe tweeted, officials, there will be a controlled explosion opposite the library within 1 minute as part of bomb squad activities. They announced it ahead of time. And the library they're talking about is the Boston Public Library, which is right across the street from where one of the two bombs exploded. So this thing just gets freakier and freakier. And of course, we know that initially, the officials tried to deny there was a bomb drill in progress until too many people came forward about that. Now, we've been hearing that the younger brother couldn't speak because he had this throat wound. And then the FBI turns around and says they're hunting a 12-man terror sleeping cell that Tamerlan and Dzhokhar Tsarnaev were allegedly a part of. They're just flinging this stuff all over the place. CBS has finally admitted that, yes, the FBI interviewed Tamerlan Tsarnaev, investigated him back in 2011. The mother of the brothers insists the FBI had been in regular contact with him for up to 5 years. Initially, the FBI said, we don't know who they are. We've never been in contact with them. And it wasn't until Russia Today and the European papers started pointing this stuff out that the FBI said, oh, yeah, we did know who they were all along. Now, remember, if they act like they've got something to hide, they've got something to hide. Of course, everybody's out there screaming their favorite villains, right-wing extremists, and so forth and so on. Glenn Beck, over the weekend, was teasing everybody with this story. If the government doesn't come clean, I will blow the lid. Well, he's come out with his announcement. He's trying to link the bombing to the Saudis. It's those gosh darn Saudi Arabia, blah, 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 blah. And Beck is out there serving his masters, putting the blame on Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia is a major political threat to Israel for a very simple reason. Saudi Arabia takes all that money they get for selling the United States oil and gas. They turn around and they pump that money back into the United States. They invest a lot of money here. Trillions and billions of dollars, and that kind of money coming in buys you a lot of political clout. And that's a problem for Israel, which is taking billions and billions and billions out of the United States, angering the American taxpayer, but still wants to be in complete control of the U.S. government. So the Saudis are a major problem. A lot of Americans are saying, why shouldn't we listen to the people who are putting money into our country instead of the country that's sucking it out? And so the Israelis have a very strong motive to demonize the Saudis, and Glenn Beck is out there running that whole propaganda. But just stop and think. The Saudis have billions, if not trillions, of dollars invested in the United States. They're not going to risk having it seized by the United States government because of an act of terror. If Saudi Arabia actually wanted to destroy the United States, all they have to do is ask for their money back all at the same time. The U.S. economy would collapse, and it would be perfectly 100% legal for Saudi Arabia to do. They don't need to bomb a foot race. All they got to do is call in the loans, and it would all be over. So Glenn Beck is out there. He's trying to tie this in. Oh, we've got to hate the Saudis. Love Israel. Hate the Saudis. Hate Qatar. Hate the United Arab. Hate all Arabs. Let's just simplify things. Hate the Arabs and love Israel, and all will be well. And, of course, it won't. Going to grab a quick phone call here. John in Missouri. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just wanted to say that our government has lied to us so much for so long that if they told me the sky was blue, I'd have to go outside and check.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take a raincoat if I were you.
Anyway, we have no faith in our government anymore. That's all that's happened.
Well, that's absolutely true. Pew Research did a poll last week, and their numbers were that only 30% of Americans still trust the federal government. We ran our own poll on whatreallyhappened.com, and we came up with about 3% trust the U.S. government, which I presume are all the FBI and CIA and whatever spooks who are keeping an eye on what we're doing here.
Well, that was my statement. Thank you, Mike.
All right, you got it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I got to tell you, let me give you a little story. Over the weekend, I made a point of talking about Boston with everybody I encountered at the Feeding the Hungry program, at the supermarket, just running our errands, you know, over at the hardware store buying plant pots and just talking to people. And the reaction I got was, you know, oh, it's a terrible thing these brothers did. And I said, are you really sure the brothers did it? Or it's just another government story. And I found that everybody was ready to listen to the possibility this was a false flag attack. And as a matter of fact, Google Trends reported that over this last week, false flag terrorism just spiked as a search term. Everybody's looking for this. I imagine it was a huge embarrassment on C-SPAN, where they're getting multiple callers calling in and saying, I think this is a false flag to take away more of our rights. So this one is already cratering, And, of course, the corporate media is out there obediently trying to demonize these two brothers. Oh, there was a domestic abuse complaint against them. These were terrible people. And they've stopped interviewing everybody who knew these two brothers, except for this one uncle who's out there saying, oh, they were radicalized, they were this, they were that. And yet, if you go back to his first video interview, the first thing he said is, I've had very little contact with these two people. But he's the new media star because he'll just say the official story and he's getting all the coverage. The interviews with the parents, the aunts, the teachers, fellow students, getting a lot of play in foreign countries. They're all but banned here in the United States on the corporate media right now. So what we are seeing here, along with another USDA choice bovine excrement false flag, is that it's not getting the traction. It's a very skeptical public we have out here. The independent media is actually doing the job the corporate media pretends to do. We're asking the questions. We're pointing out the inconsistencies. And people are listening to what is going on. Now, I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about for what was this hoax staged? To anger us all against Muslims all over again? I don't think that's going to work. When a white guy robs a bank, do you start saying all white guys are evil? When a black guy steals a car, do you say all black guys are evil? There's an epidemic of child molestation among the clergy. Do you run around saying all Christians are bad and ought to be under surveillance? Only with Muslims, because of the brainwashing we've been getting from Hollywood and the corporate media, do you take any single allegation of wrongdoing by a Muslim and apply it to the group as a whole. For any other group, it would be considered racist and wholly inappropriate. But if you're talking about the Muslims, well, that's okay. They deserve it. So we're seeing all this push, this idea. They're using this Boston bombing to justify suspension of the Miranda rights. You don't get a lawyer. We think you did something really icky-poo. We saw how they abused terror suspect, national security. Now they'll abuse this. They'll come up with more and more reasons why you don't get a lawyer. You don't get a right to remain silent. It's a terror investigation, national security. We got to get rid of that whole pesky Constitution thing. And by the way, we're hearing that again. Remember we were commenting about a month ago, we were seeing these articles in New York Times and CBS where they're talking about really the Constitution is outdated and our federal government could operate much more efficiently if they didn't have to follow all those pesky rules. Like freedom of speech and certainly that Second Amendment thing here. Lindsey Graham was out there championing that cause over the weekend. Boston proves that the homeland is the battlefield. In other words, you are all now potential enemies of the state. 330 million Americans are now automatically suspect. The federal government is declaring war on the 50 states is what's going on here. And Graham went on to say, the Constitution is obsolete. We've got to get rid of it in the interest of the national emergency. And the United States government is clearly following Hitler's playbook. Dictatorship for Dummies, the 2013 edition. Hitler's brown shirts burned the Reichstag. Then they framed a guy named George Dimitrov with the ultimate agenda of angering the German people against the communists. And because it was the Reichstag, the German parliament was stampeded into passing all these laws granting emergency extraordinary powers to the Führer, which ushered in the Nazi dictatorship. And it was just a gigantic hoax. And here in the United States of America, after 9/11, we got the USA Patriot Act. Then we got the NDAA Acts. Now we're getting CISPA. They're using these phony terror attacks to push a political agenda. And right now we're hearing from more and more people. Bill Maher was going out there saying, "Ah, we got to get rid of that Constitution." Okay, guess what? I'm fine with that. Let them dump the Constitution. Toss it in the shredder. Best thing that could happen because the authority of the federal government is conferred by that Constitution. If the Constitution is gone, so is the legal authority of the federal government over we the people. If there is no Constitution, there is no lawful federal government. Now, I'm certain the boys in Sodom on the Potomac will hold to a different idea. that they can go on bossing the rest of us around without the legal foundation of the Constitution. But for ordinary Americans, you need to keep this in mind. The end of the Constitution is the end of federal government authority. Their authority over we the people rests on that document. If they shred it, they're basically signing their own resignation, or abdication as it may be. That Constitution is the original contract with America, the agreement by which we the people allow the federal government the authority to run this nation for the benefit of we the people. If the government tears up that contract, they're out of a job. If they tear up that contract, we the people are under no legal or moral obligation to obey that government's dictates, to pay its bills, certainly not to send our children to die horrible deaths in that government's wars of conquest to enrich the private central bank. So go ahead, Senator, I'm sorry, Mr. Graham, go ahead and shred that Constitution, because that, sir, is your resignation from office. We're going to grab a phone call here. Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, not much, Mike. I was going to tell you that, you know, the Boston bombing is fake. Sandy Hook is fake. The American paper dollar is fake. Everything the Congress says and the Senate, all of them, is lies. The only thing that's real is the availability of Silver Eagles, namely the 2013 one, isn't really available. I mean, I've been having a hard time getting my silver.
Yeah, the mint's having to ration them because they can't find the physical silver supply. It's all dried up.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go to the coin shops now and continue my collection.
Yeah, you probably will have to, and you will probably pay a premium over spot to acquire physical. The price of physical silver and gold is breaking away from the paper trade value. And by the way, gold is on its way back up.
Oh, I know it's way up. They took it down with naked shorting, probably.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all. One question: the 2013 Silver Eagle. That's just a round, as you called it before, right?
Yeah.
Silver round.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily the value of the. The age of the coin, it's the content of the silver, right?
Yeah, it's the content of the silver. You want to stay away from buying numismatically valuable coins or collectible coins, because that valuation just fluctuates all over the place. If you're buying silver and gold physical, you want to buy for as close to the melt value as you can. That's why a lot of people talk about the so-called junk silver. These are the pre-1965 quarters and dimes in this country that may not have any collector value, but they're still silver, and you can get them for close to the melt price.
Right. You know, I heard after this is all over that we go back to some kind of a silver gold based barter system or trade. Eventually, people are just going to have to come out of their shells, you know, and see, you know, who the enemy is, and hopefully in my life I'll be able to see it. But eventually, it's going to happen. That's my opinion.
No, I'm in agreement with you. The word is getting out. I think the fact that they're not getting a lot of traction on this latest hoax, coupled with the fact that our audience demographic is definitely reaching the younger and younger people, makes me feel that we're pretty much getting into the end game. And this whole model of rule by artificially created debt, I think, is going to come crashing down. And we're going to see a huge leap forward in human civilization for the benefit of the human civilization, not for the private bankers. All right, we're going to let you go here. And before we take another phone call, I want to make a point to put things in perspective. Okay? During the Boston bombing, 3 people were killed and 170 other people were injured. Okay? Now, just picking a day at random, last January 28th, in the same state of Massachusetts, 60 people were killed on the job in one day, January 28th. 80,000 people were injured on the job. Actually, this is back in 2011. the last full year for which official statistics are available. A lot of people are being killed. Car accidents take more. 12 people were killed in that Texas fertilizer plant explosion. Much more property damage. It's not getting the news coverage Boston is. It's not news. It's a sales pitch. It's a propaganda campaign. Ooh, bad Muslims. Just think about bad. Pay no attention to exploding fertilizer plants or exploding Gulf oil platforms or melting down reactors or GMO food. That's, you know, real Americans don't think about that stuff. Just Muslim. And remember, it has now been established that every time President Obama sends out one of these drones to murder a terror suspect for who has not had his day in court, for whom no evidence of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt has been provided, 50 innocent people are killed around that suspect. That's an average. Every single drone strike. And the corporate media, no big deal. They're Muslims. They deserve it. So let's just put these things in perspective. Only 3 people died in Boston. And it's a tragedy for the families of those 3 people. But when you look at the disproportionate news coverage that this was given over and above what happened in Texas, and certainly over and above the innocents being killed in these drone strikes, you begin to realize it's not really news, it's just more propaganda. By the way, there's been another incident with a U.S. strike on a school in Afghanistan that killed 3 people. Are we going to see a week of nonstop coverage about this atrocity? I rather doubt it. All right, moving right along here. We're starting to see the ramp up trying to sell us war with Syria because it's full of Muslim bombers, and war against Iran because it's full of Muslim bombers. And they're just ramping this up. Now, we, this nation, have been at war for 11 years now. That's a long war in the modern age. The United States has been invading and conquering all of these nations that wanted to sell their resources for currencies other than the dollar and refuse private central banking longer than we were in World War II. And now they're out there screaming that we've got to overthrow Syria. Syria's the new evil bad guys. They've hit a roadblock on that one. The head of the Syrian opposition, meaning the hired mercenary army, Ahmed Moaz al-Khatib, is resigning. This is the second time he threatened to resign. First time back in March, they basically sent him some money and said, here, please stay in charge. But apparently he's going to quit again, and it's expected it will throw the Syrian opposition into utter chaos. There'll be faction fights. They'll start killing each other instead of killing the intended target, Assad's troops. Benjamin Netanyahu is out there once again screaming, only a military threat can stop Iran from doing what? Building power stations? Manufacturing medical isotopes for export, which just happened to compete with Israel's products in that same area. They're back to the same thing. Ooh, weapons of mass destruction. It worked. We got you to invade Iraq with weapons of mass destruction. Why won't you believe us with Iran? Well, because you lied to us about Iraq. Big, huge, steaming pile of bovine excrement. We're going to go back to the phones. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was calling because, you know, in January, I wrote an email to you about how it wouldn't surprise me if we started seeing bombings and explosions aimed to destabilize the civilian population. And the reason I remember that is because, I don't know if you remember, but I'm from El Salvador, and I've seen this happen before. Like,
yes,
I was 5 or 6 years old when it happened, and I just remember, you know, how the government attacked itself, and then it blamed, you know, false flags. And I'm having the feeling that that's the same thing that's kind of being conjured here. You know, and I just don't think that they've taken into account the fact that we're so informed right away, mm-hmm. and the fact that the United States is a lot more homogenous, you could say, than in the sense of liberty, than perhaps Europe is, or perhaps even Yugoslavia, because they had the same thing happen in Yugoslavia when they Balkanized it right before. And yeah. I'm noticing the things that are going on and the way people are reacting. And what I'm trying to tell people is, hey, just, you know what? Don't worry about anything. Just watch your money. Watch your money, because that's the big play. You know, because when you're emotional and when you're, feverish, you tend to forget the logic. And
well, that's the whole goal. That's the whole goal of keeping a population afraid, is so they're not thinking calmly and rationally. But like I said, my experience over this last weekend talking to people is their initial response was they would parrot what corporate media was telling them, but they were clearly very ready to listen to seriously alternative explanations. And I think that's a major breakthrough. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another caller after these words from our sponsors.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a lot of people were asking about the black and tan gentlemen who were running around the scene at the Boston Marathon who were they and what they were doing. And it turns out they are part of a U.S. military team designed to seek out, find, and potentially defuse weapons of mass destruction. They were the only U.S. military team assigned to New York City to support first responders in case of disaster. And apparently, because of their stellar performance down there in Boston, they are going to stay in business. Secretary Hagel was going to defund the unit and shut them down. But huzzah, huzzah, we had a convenient terror attack, and the money will keep on flowing. We're going to go back to the phones. Diane in Michigan. Aloha, Diane. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I just had a comment. You were talking earlier about the Constitution.
Yes.
And from things that I have read, at the time the Constitution was drafted and accepted, the federal government as it is outlined in the Constitution did not exist. Only the creators of that Constitution could possibly change it or abolish it, and that is not anybody within the federal government.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you look up at the top at the preamble, it'll tell you who does have the authority to abolish or alter the Constitution. It says, we the people. And there are very specific restrictions in that Constitution regarding changes the government can make. It's called the amendment process, which the government has not always followed. We know that the government loves to play fast and loose with the laws. Laws, that's just for the common working people. We're above the law. We're politicians. We're money junkies. We serve a higher purpose, our personal greed. And that'll, and basically, the government that we have right now is certainly not what was envisioned by the founding fathers. But taking this step that they simply want to trash the Constitution, sure, go ahead. Because ultimately, the legal authority of the federal government rests on that Constitution. If they trash it, we will no longer have a lawful federal government in this nation. I'm not sure that that would be a bad thing.
Understand that. It's just the fact that the creation somehow has acquired more power than those who created it. And I'm at a loss to understand how they can abandon it. Their actions already tell us they have. But
well, they just want to convince the rest of us that we, you know, for the good of the nation, to protect it. You know, it's basically, it's a replay of Nazi Germany's enabling acts, which suspended legal protections for ordinary Germans, and that basically allowed the Nazis to do whatever they wanted to, and that's clearly the goal of what's going on here.
Well, people need to understand they have a part to play in it, and I certainly hope they do. Thanks for your time, Mike.
You've got it. You've got it. Thanks an awful lot. All righty. Now then, getting back to the Mideast area. Oh, there's the music. We've got to take a station break. We'll be back after these few words.